Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Owen. I'm a cigarette.
Do you like being a cigarette?
No, I don't. Not really into killing thousands of people. Sorry, no filter.
Right.
What's your sign?
Pisces?
I'm a Cancer. Cigarette joke. But seriously, I do cause cancer. And heart disease. And strokes. I could go on forever. Unlike the people who smoke me.
The average smoker lives 10 years less than non-smokers. Quit today. Find out how at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Right now, we are blessed to have the comedy superheroes here. And well, I don't say that lightly. These guys are superheroes. I saw the show, 85 South Show, on Netflix. Everybody's calling their auntie. They're calling their cousins. They're trying to get that Netflix password so they can see this. What's up, Los, Chico, DC Young Fly, all in the building. How's the trio doing? Again, when I say superheroes, I don't say it lightly because I got to believe the power of the prayers, the laughs. It's got to be what's keeping you guys going. Ain't that right, Chico?
Oh, yes, for sure, man. You know, that's something that has pushed us into every position that we've been able to get to. So, you know, without that, we wouldn't be anything. You know what I mean? So we just grateful that God got the light shining on us and not around us, man.
Yeah, I watched the special, and I was thinking I was going to see a comedy special, and then all of a sudden, I'm seeing a band, I'm seeing a tuba, I'm seeing weed thrown across the damn stage. I mean, this thing is crazy, DC. You've put together the Dream Team comedy show here, it looks like.
Hey, man, we put together a Dream Team, man. It couldn't be possible without the three-headed monsters. You dig what I'm saying? Like, all these ideas, man, have stemmed from all of us putting together, brainstorming, and continuing to just be prosperous at what we do and just continue to just create, man. And like you say, it's improv, so we come from that theater background. And as long as we continue to work on our craft, we don't really be knowing what we're going to do on stage. It's just fun to see us create and go in that lab to experiment with our God-given talent, you know?
I was kind of concerned, Los. At one point, I think it was you that was talking about a girl's titties in the front row, like one's on the East Coast, one's on the West Coast, something like that. And I was like, oh, shit. I'm wondering, you guys are doing a roast. I mean, we said it's a variety show. It's comedy. It's music. And it's a roast, really, too. You guys are clowning on motherfuckers out there. I'm curious, have you had, Los, any of these women come at you?
Yeah, they do that pretty often, man. It's because we always, you know, We have an open environment, and we make everybody feel welcome and comfortable. So we haven't caught any slack for it, but, you know, they know we're going to talk our talk.
We're joined right now by the 85 South Show, the Ghetto Legends. I highly recommend you speak into your remote and tell Netflix that you want to watch the new special. Like I said, it's everything. Rich Homie Quan has a performance. Goody Mob comes out. I see CeeLo. What do you think, DC? Could you ever get CeeLo to do a F you? Because I'm a DJ as well. If you play F you, that really turns the crowd out. Could you maybe get him to do that?
One thing about it, CeeLo going to do whatever that's on his heart, man. It was just a blessing to have Goody Mob to come, you know what I mean, help bless the stage with us because they're moguls in the city, man. They also help pave the way for even us to even do stuff like this because they are those guys in our city. And for them to want to break the stage and, like, come help impact us, like, impact the show with us, it was just an honor, you know what I mean?
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Yeah, and shout out to the band, too. You guys have a violin player, a tuba player, and I was surprised. DC, I did a little research. I didn't realize this guy, DC, he can play the trumpet. The man can blow. And I'm talking about brass, you know. You know what I'm saying?
No, man, you know what? I played a couple instruments, man. You know what I mean? I play trumpet, saxophone, baritone. Yeah, I'm a percussionist, so I play everything that's dealing with the drum. You know, it's just my musical background. I used to read music back in the day, but you give me an instrument right now, man. I'm very inclined when it comes to music.
Yeah, let's talk some music. When you watch the show, 85 South Show, you will see DC on the drums. The man's got rhythm, and if you know his background, he comes from music. So, man, it's a very exciting show to watch, and we highly recommend it. But let's talk a little music. I'll start with you, Chico. I heard Bow Wow say this the other day. In 20 years from now, the only hip-hop artist we're going to celebrate from this current era is going to be Kendrick, J. Cole, and Drake. And in 20 years, those will be the three names that we will remember, like the legends we remember today, which is a lot more than three. Would you agree with that, Chico?
No, I would not agree with that. You know what I mean? I disagree with that highly because, you know, we aren't the people who determine who the legends will be. And if you look at the times, you know what I mean, when the kids, the people that are consuming music now, they don't have the same mentality about what makes a legend as the old guard did. So you got people like, even like, you know, you look at somebody like Lil Uzi Vert, or, you know what I mean? It's the list of Future, all of these different people, you know what I mean, that make music now that are just imperative to the sound that we hear now. Like, these people are influencing the next generation. So when the next generation comes around, it doesn't matter. You know, that Bow Wow might not think that they are legends. When these kids become the stars of the next generation, these are going to be the people that they credit for them becoming who they are. So it'll be way more people than just those three. Those three will definitely be mentioned and will definitely be one of the ones that'll, you know, be around. But I don't think that'll be the only one.
DC, your city, Atlanta, they've been putting out hits and stars since you were born in the hip-hop space. Who you running with in the rap game in the A?
One thing about it, man, you know I got to rock with my daughter, baby. I got to rock with Future, and you know what I mean? It's a lot of little people that's going on, man, like me. You dig what I'm saying? Got to rock with me. You feel me? Because this is the best, but nah, I'm just talking. But nah, man, Lil Baby is definitely a mogul in our city, and he's from my side of town. He's from the west side. So just to see him get all the accolades and to see him continue to progress, man, it's just a beautiful thing because where we come from, I'm not saying that we don't have too many outlets or have too many options. It's just we are not focused enough. And just to see somebody from outside of town be focused and knowing that where we come from, and him for him to achieve that much success and also be coming back to give back to the community, I really admire that a lot.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Make sure you check out 85 South Show Ghetto Legends, now streaming on Netflix. Really funny show. Again, you get the music, you get the comedy, you get the roasting. One thing I learned about you, DC, is that your pops had you when he was 61. And I don't know if you saw the headline, but Al Pacino. Al Pacino at 83, still working that thing. What is the age cutoff, you think, for a dad? Like, what is the age? Your pops did it at 61.
Whenever it don't work no more, that's the cutoff time.
Okay.
You spit up.
I've heard you say, DC, that you want to have 10 kids. I mean, everything that you've been through here recently, and our prayers are on those kids for sure. Are you still thinking that you at some point want to have 10 kids?
Hey, man, we just taking it a day at a time, man. You know, God allowed me to have them, and he allowed me to have them. Right now, we're just taking it a day at a time.
We are owned by the big Shaquille O'Neal, so I would be remiss if we don't talk basketball. I will start with you, Los. The conversation with LeBron and Jordan, everybody has that debate, so we'll put them at one and two. But I'm curious, Los, who is number three for you if you had a 1-2 and a three? Or do you put Jordan and LeBron at one and two?
No, I put MJ first, I put Kobe Bryant second, then LeBron.
Well, for me, I actually have to put Shaq in there, too. No one's mentioned the big fella Shaquille O'Neal. I know he did Wildin' Out with you guys. Ain't that right, Chico?
Yeah, when we were shooting Wildin' Out, Shaq sexually harassed me, man. Like, Shaq grabbed me and was jumping up and down holding me, and I couldn't do nothing. I ain't never felt more like a woman in my life.
Yeah.
People was like, why you ain't get Shaq off you? I'm like, nigga, Yao Ming couldn't get Shaq off him. I'm 5'8". How the hell I'm supposed to get Shaq off me?
Yeah, 7'2", size 22. How you going to get that off of you? What about the top three conversation for you, Chico?
It's top three conversation. You know, it's going to sound crazy, but, you know, as far as the political list, I understand it's Jordan, LeBron. But me personally, my number one is Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson is my GOAT. You know what I mean? Growing up and watching basketball and wanting to play basketball, there was nobody more influential to me than Allen Iverson. So I got to give it to AI. That's my number one. You know what I'm saying?
He was tough. And a guy that I don't think gets a lot of respect is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I mean, that.